Good evening. Welcome to the time that we have together to broadcast tonight at the Oasis Community Church here, and we ask the Lord to bless you tonight in Jesus' name, and that you be encouraged today. Here we are, the third day of November, less than 2 months left, and this year will be over. Wow, how fast it seems to have gone by. Well, I'm glad that the satanic high day of Satan is over with, and praise God that we can move on now and give thanks that that's gone, and give thanks this whole month and all the days of our life. Here we are in the Thanksgiving month, but we should be thanking Jesus anyway all the time, and I don't ever cease to do that. And I hope you do the same. Anyway, well, let's open up with some news tonight. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. Let's see what's going on here. If there's anything, Elon Musk says that ventilators, not COVID-19 virus, responsible for millions of deaths. And Joe Rogan, he was on Joe Rogan show, pointed out that 80% of people they put on ventilators died. Well, I know some that did, and I know one that didn't. They put him on, he almost died, but he was in pretty rough shape. But thank God he survived. Hallelujah. Thank God for those who survived this grand pandemic there that they put out. They have a major storm in the UK and France. So there have been over a million people without power. Of course, we're seeing that all the time. Major this, major that, storm this, storm that, volcano this, volcano that, and Italy and different volcanoes. This is the time we're living in. These signs will increase in the latter days. Pro-Palestinian, pro-Gaza activists hurled dozens of mice painted in Palestinian flag colors into a McDonald's in the UK, leaving customers screaming. Well, why did this person do this? Well, because McDonald's chain supports Israel, supposedly. And so they threw these big dozens of mice thrown in there and while people were eating. Okay, whatever, yeah. The Texas Rangers, the only Major League Baseball team to not hold Pride Night, and it didn't cave to the pressure of LGBTQ, the LGBTQ groups, and refused to have a Pride Night with drag queens and indoctrination of children, have just won the World Series for the first time in history. And with many of the players having on their T-shirt wearing that, saying Jesus won. They're giving God the glory, in other words. Good for them. Right. I didn't watch it. I'm not up with that, but still, it's good news that someone that exalts Jesus won. Migrant caravan organizer claims that Latin American nations are conspiring against the USA by fueling the border crisis. This man is one of the organizers of illegal alien caravans of thousands of people traveling through Mexico to the U.S. southern border. And he said this is not normal and is being used by Latin countries to get what they want from the USA, says Arenio Mujica. 7,000 are on the way right now, by the way. 7,000 more crossing Mexico. Oh, but another good, that's not good, but here's another good thing is that homeschooling taking off like wildfire. According to a Washington Post analysis showing, because government schools are an ideological disaster, and they have a lot to desire academically. And private schools are veering far left at a disturbing pace also. So a lot of Christian schools and private schools are compromising as well. So, yeah, homeschooling, that's the way to go right now. If you can possibly do it at any way you can possibly do it, your children are more valuable than a second job or whatever. A Baptist pastor issued an apology, yet they're saying they didn't really do anything wrong because their private life was discovered. That's right, he was exposed as being a cross-dresser, and being exposed for his clandestine activities as a cross-dresser online. This Baptist pastor and mayor, F.L. Bubba Copeland, pastor of First Baptist Phoenix City, P-H-E-N-I-X City, and mayor of Smith Station, this man lived a double life. How many Christians are living double life, or so-called Christians living double lives today? Well, this one sure was. Dressing online as a woman and going by the name Brittany Blair Summerlin. He added that he has nothing to be ashamed of in his apology to his church and town. Well, hello, this man is probably greatly deceived and may not even be born again. Very, very likely is not, and trying to lead a church while he's cross-dressing on the side and being trying to be a woman online with a secret life. That's pretty bad. That's a lot of deception going on there, if you ask me. A lot of demons in activity there. But that's my opinion. A Florida church, Allendale United Methodist Church, hosts a drag queen service with underage children despite the law passed in Florida by the Governor DeSantis against exposing children to such filth in the state. Yeah, Governor DeSantis signed a law back in May prohibiting children from being exposed to this kind of thing, this very thing that they're doing, and they're like, you know, they don't care what the governor said. Wow. Well, this is a sad story also here. A CVS pharmacy accidentally prescribes abortion pills, killing two twin babies. That's a sad thing. They didn't want their babies killed. AOC, a member of the far left squad, took an aim at America's largest pro-Israel lobby Tuesday, accusing it of racism and bigotry. Well, what's new? Everybody's a racist. Everybody's a bigot. Everybody's committing hate crimes if they don't agree with AOC and others like her and their agenda and their deception. Everybody is a bigot, right? A racist and politically incorrect and all those different things that they call people committing a hate crime. After the group slammed her for opposing a resolution reaffirming the right for Israel self-defense. Well, she didn't want them to, just like, you know, a lot of people don't want them to defend themselves. They just think that they should allow themselves to be murdered and raped and pillaged. One last thing today. This is a sad one here because this child wanted her baby. In the UK, a high court has ordered a girl who was 10 years old when she got pregnant from a rape, and she wants to keep her baby. She wants her baby because she's 11 years old now, but when she got pregnant, she was 10, and she wants to keep her baby, but the state high court, UK high court, has ordered her to get an abortion, even though this 11-year-old child wants to keep her child. Now, that's pretty sad, isn't it? I mean, who is the state going to order somebody to kill their baby? Who is the UK High Court to order this child who was raped and already had it bad? She was raped at 10 years old and got pregnant at 10 years old, which is kind of young to be getting pregnant anyway. But it occasionally happens. And they're going to order her to give up her child in an abortion, and she's going to be scarred for life from that. Not to mention the rape and what it did to her and the demons that came into her life through that. Well, anyway, that's a sad story, and I pray that that doesn't happen, that the abortion does not take place. And if that child wants to keep her child at 11 years old and has support of parents or grandparents or somebody to help her, she should be able to have that child. in Jesus' name. And we pray that she will be able to in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Not to mention that killing that child is murder. And the state will have more blood on its hand. But what does the state care about that? A lot of the governments don't seem to care that they have blood on their hand. They still keep on committing abortions. That is sad. All right. Well, welcome to the broadcast tonight. We're glad to have you tuning in here. Glad to have you here with us live tonight, as most people listen later. But I'm glad you're here listening live tonight. Bless you in Jesus' name. And we're going to open up with prayer here today as we start out. And then we're going to get into the Word. And then the last 30 minutes, we're going to do some deliverance ministry as well. If it goes that way, and probably will. So we'll just see if that happens for the last 30 minutes here. And I want to pray for somebody tonight that is trying to get out of, and of course I won't mention names or anything, but someone who's let me know they're trying to get out of homosexuality, and we need to pray for them that they'll be able to get out and stay out and be the godly person that they should be in Christ Jesus. So we're going to pray for them and pray for some other people too, as we pray someone whose ankle has been twisted that it will heal. We want to pray for that man as well and for some others to be healed as well. So let's go ahead and do that as we pray here before we get into the Word of God here. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and I pray for the person who's wanting to get out of that lifestyle and stay out and having it, attacks of the enemy, difficulties. Lord, we pray for them to be able to get out. We bind those demons that are trying to hold them in the grip there and trying to control their life and trying to keep them in that lifestyle that they say they don't want to be in any longer. So, Father, you heard their cry. You heard their heart cry. Lord, bring them out and deliver them in Jesus' name for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name for them. And Lord, we pray for the brother who twisted his ankle, Lord, and trying to work and get in pain, Lord. We pray for healing for that, quick healing for that ankle. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that as well. For your glory, Father, we pray for some people that have cancer, three that I think of right now. Lord, we rebuke the cancer, Father. We pray that they'll live and not die and be able to follow you all the days of their life and bring glory to God. Father, in Jesus' name, touch them, minister to them. In Jesus' name, minister to their physical body, Father, for your glory. We praise you for that. Praise you and worship you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for provision for people who are struggling right now financially, Lord. We pray you provide abundantly for them. We pray for a person who's not going to have a home in a few days, supposedly, that they're having to move from where they're at. Lord, we pray that you will provide housing for them, Lord. We just agree together tonight that you'll provide a place for them to live, Father. They'll be able to find something somewhere, somehow, some way, Father, that they can live in, and that you will take care of that and take care of them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for your glory, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray for peace, Lord. We pray that those nuclear weapons won't start flying, we probably won't hear about it till after they're flying, if they do. But we pray in Jesus' name they won't. We don't want nuclear warfare. We don't want the destruction that insane people would cause if they are controlled by demons that want to destroy people. And so we bind those devils of war that trying to destroy people with nuclear weapons in Jesus' name, and pray that they will not prevail in the name of Jesus right now, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise so that the gospel can continue to have free course, and Lord, all that are going to be saved can be saved, Father, in these latter days, before your precious return for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We look forward. And we do say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I know a lot of things are going to take place in these latter days according to the book of Revelation, Lord. But He said, you would take care of your servants, Lord. You take care of your children. And, Lord, I thank you for taking care of all of us, Lord, through it all. In Jesus' name, we trust in you, Lord, with all of our hearts and all of our being, Lord. We trust you, and I pray that those that are having a hard time trusting you will be empowered by your Spirit to do so in Jesus' name. And now we ask your blessing on the broadcast tonight. We ask your blessing on this live radio service tonight. We ask you to just minister by the power of your Spirit now. Thank you for the Holy Spirit anointing, Father. Thank you for showing us things we need to see here today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and praise. Everybody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, yes, and Lord, encourage those who need encouragement, too. That's important. The title is Daily tonight. Yes, dailies. There's a lot of dailies in the Word of God, in case you haven't noticed. And if you haven't noticed, you're going to see some of them today as we talk about it. But, you know, each of us need to live the Christ life today. Today, right now, daily. You know, this is not a future event. It's a daily event that we're living right now. We're living in a day-by-day life in Christ Jesus. Okay? A lot of people don't think that way. But too often we live for the future, and that's all people have their mind on is what's going to happen in the future. How am I going to prepare for the future? And a lot of people living in the past, they're tormented by the past. They think about the good old days or the bad old days or what they did wrong, and they're tormented by demons of the past. But neither one of these is the way that really God would have us to live. It's not really how the Lord has directed us to live if we're going to live the Christ life now. The Bible says, now faces the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in Hebrews 11:1. So there is a neglected truth and revelation knowledge here in living daily that we need to understand here. And although Jesus purchased our salvation 2,000 years ago, and it's a completed work, we're complete in him, the Bible says, our Lord deals with us on a day-by-day basis, okay, day-to-day basis. And we got to have our daily bread, right, which is the Word of God. If you don't take your daily bread, then, hey, you know, the enemy is going to try to mess with you and be able to, because our daily bread is so important. And let's go over here and start out with Psalm 56 here, verse 12. I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures tonight, okay? And, yeah, we're going to talk about deliverance, but not as much as some other things tonight, but we will talk about it. And it all applies because I don't really see how you can be a pastor without talking about deliverance, because you can't really give the whole counsel of God if you don't teach on deliverance, because it applies to almost every kind of teaching that you're going to get and give. But see, they're leaving it out. They're leaving out a vital component when they leave out deliverance ministry, of course. But anyway, Psalm 56, you know, our understanding of spiritual things is to be ongoing daily pattern of releasing, receiving, growing, and binding and loosing. Of course, it's got to be part of our Christian life if we're going to walk in victory. So Psalm 56, 1 and 2. Did I say 12? I meant 1 and 2. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He's fighting daily, oppresses me. Well, who's really fighting daily? Not just the man. It's the demons that are in the men and the women that are fighting daily, oppressing us. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, verse 2, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. So notice it said, my enemies would daily swallow me up. Devils would daily swallow me up. And men and women would try to daily swallow us up if they could have their way. And the enemy is persistently concentrating on destroying us on a daily basis if he could get away with it. Notice it's day by day, daily. It doesn't say yearly. It doesn't say monthly. It doesn't say weekly. It says daily. So we're in spiritual warfare daily. We need to understand that. Okay? Daily basis, okay? And our walk with Jesus is going to have to be transformed into a daily walk, not weekly, not just Sunday morning, not this Friday night, not monthly, not yearly, not decadely, or future or past, daily. Everybody say daily, because many of us are trying to deal with too much at once, and people are overwhelmed when they do that. Some people are trying to deal with something that hadn't even happened yet. They're living in all kinds of fear that hadn't even happened. Hey, just deal with today. That's enough, okay? Today is enough. You don't have to deal with 2 months from now. You don't have to deal with a year from now. You know, let's deal with the daily enemies. Let's deal with the daily stuff that we're dealing with today. And if we deal with that, then we're going to be overcomers, okay? We can be anyway, okay? So no wonder there's so much worrying and fear and troubles and anxieties and sleepless nights, because the people are just borrowing trouble so much at a time about things that happened in the past or things that haven't even happened yet, right? They haven't even happened yet, and you're bothering all this trouble about it and worrying about it, and, hey, it hadn't even happened, or it happened in the past, and it's over, and there's nothing you could do about it anymore. Take, therefore, no thought for tomorrow. That's Matthew 6:34. Remember that? And don't be thinking about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care, you know, take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, you got enough to deal with today. Tomorrow you'll be able to deal with tomorrow. But today, you know, let's just take care of today. Let's just walk in victory over today. Let's just bind the devil and what he's up to, you know, today. See? We're going to have to learn to live daily and quit biting off so much more than we can chew. You know, God gave Israel the miracle provision of manna on a daily basis, except on their Sabbath. They could not store up enough for several days or it would spoil. They were required to receive their life sustenance from him daily, and we are too, folks. We are too. You know, if you're not daily feeding on God, then you're not getting enough of God. I'll just tell it like it is. That's the way it is. If you're not daily feeding on God, you're not getting enough of God. You know, have you been eating your daily bread today? Or you get filled up with the Lord today? Well, if not, then you're missing out. You're missing out on something very special and very important to you. Psalm 68:19. It said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Did you hear that? God daily loadeth us with benefits. See, we can't load up, you know, Friday or Sunday and coast all week long expecting to overcome whatever the enemy throws at us. No. The Bible says his mercy is new every morning. Each day can be your day of discovery, your day of feasting on the benefits. He daily loadeth us with benefits. He daily leadeth us. He daily loadeth us, you know. He daily loadeth us with the blessings, the benefits of God, the benefits of kingdom living today. Start putting things in a daily perspective instead of looking out there a year or a year past, 10 years ago. I mean, this is the day the Lord has made, right? I will rejoice and be glad in it. Not this is the week the Lord has made, or this is the lifespan the Lord has made. Come on, this is the day the Lord has made. You hear what I'm saying here? You know, this is the month the Lord. No, this is the day. The Bible says today is the day of salvation, the day of deliverance. Salvation means deliverance as well. This is the day of deliverance. This is the day of salvation. See, God is clearly telling us that he wants to deal with us on a daily basis. He's telling us also he wants to bless us on a daily basis. And the threefold thing, he wants us to come to him and depend on him on a daily basis. That's what he's trying to tell us. Are we listening? When is he going to do that? Well, this day, he's doing that right now. Today, he wants to bless you on this daily basis. Matthew 6:11. Matthew 6:11. Let's read another one here. Give us this day our daily bread. Right? I mean, what day is it? This day, right? In fact, as a side note here, I mean, let's just go over to Ephesians 4. 26. Ephesians 4:26. And it says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. You know, even though the Lord knew at times we might get angry, we probably would get angry. He put the time limit, a time on it, a daily limit, one day no more. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Okay? Never let your indignation, your fury, your rage, your exasperation last past the evening. Jesus placed this time limit on how long you could take to work through your anger and remain spiritually healthy. Okay? The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. You got to remember that. When you're angry, it's not working the righteousness of God, folks, unless you're operating in a godly anger, such as Jesus cleansing the temple. That's a different thing. I'm not talking about that. You don't have to repent for doing that, but, you know, because you're doing what he told you. But you need to watch out, because you might pick up some travelers if you don't get rid of the anger quickly. And a lot of people are not doing what the word is advising you to do. I mean, a lot of Christians go to bed angry at their husband, their wife, won't even talk to them. Huh? And they don't even talk to them for a week, or some people manage to go longer than that, or a couple days, whatever. But no, the Bible doesn't say that you get that option. It says, hey, don't go to bed on your anger. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, don't let the day end with all that anger going on. Okay? If you're mad in the morning, you got a little longer to deal with it, right? But you better deal with it. Because if you get mad in the afternoon, you're going to have to deal with it pretty quickly. Don't go to bed angry. Better to stay up and work through it. See? And to open yourself up to demons. Okay? So if we see God gives us a day, then we again can see the principle that God deals with us on a daily basis. If he said deal with your anger in a day's time, you got to deal with other things in a day's time too. Right? Yeah. And I realize that some things take a time period, and I understand that. You know, God works on us daily though. See? Until the day of Jesus Christ, he's going to work on us. He's going to work on our lives. He's going to change us. He's going to magnify himself and work in us. But you know what? If your feelings get hurt, you're going to have to get over it in a day. Don't stay mad at that person for hurting your feelings. A lot of people are just so sensitive. You know, everything, you know, sets them off. Everything, you know, puts them over the edge. Everything gets to them. You know, you can't live your life like that. If you do, you're very subject to evil spirits that way. You got to let things go. You got to learn to cast everything on Jesus. You know, you can't just let those things beat you down and eat you up and open the doors to all kinds of devils, folks. Yeah, get over it quickly. If you're pouting, don't linger at it. Quit pouting, right? Let's look at some more of our daily acts that should be incorporated into our lives and received into our lives daily. Okay? David determined that he would praise God forever, starting daily in Psalm 61:8. I'm going to try to go through these scriptures real quick. It takes time to look them up here. But I think it's important to see this so it's clear to you that God is really dealing with us on a daily basis. And yeah, there are some things, some of the healings that, you know, you get laid hands on one day and the healing takes a few days to manifest. I realize that sometimes that may happen, but still, and sometimes they're instantaneous healing, but that's a little different subject. But look at Psalm 61 here, verse 8. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vow. See? That's David talking. He vowed or determined he would praise God forever, starting daily. David cried unto the Lord daily and received daily Psalms 86:3. Let's see that one. Psalms 86:3. Yeah, here we go. Okay, be merciful. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. See? I cry unto thee daily. See? It's a daily cry. See how important that is? Daily cry. See? We are to daily pick up our cross and follow him. Remember that in Luke 9:23? Deny yourself and daily and pick up that cross and follow him. Okay? Yeah. Denying yourself to do whatever your flesh wants to do. That's what that's about. You know, but people, they let their flesh dictate to them. And a lot of Christians, unfortunately, do that. They let their flesh be the master. And God did say for the flesh to be the master. No, he wants to be the master. But he's not going to fight you for the throne of your life. He's going to, take it when you give him permission to be sitting in the throne of your life. And a lot of people won't give him permission to do that today, okay? But he says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. See? Remember that? Okay, see how important it is? Dying daily. Paul said, I die daily. Have you died yet today? Yeah. And part of dying is holding on against somebody, like unforgiveness. Are you holding unforgiveness against somebody? Yeah, you gotta get rid of that, man. The Bible tells us, if you don't forgive your brother or sister, then you open yourself to the tormentors. You want the tormentors? I don't want the tormentors. We've had enough tormentors without bringing those kind of tormentors into our lives, right? Yeah. No, number six, pray and praise God daily. You got to give up the sacrifice of praise to the Lord. Psalm 72:15 for that one. I just want to show you that it's all through the Word of God what I'm talking about daily. See, God deals with his people daily if we'll let him deal with us. I mean, a lot of people not letting him deal with you, because they're just a little bit stubborn. I guess all of us have been stubborn at times, but listen, you got a spirit of stubbornness. You got to get rid of that thing. It'll be a hindrance to your walk with Jesus. 72:15, and he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. Daily shall he be praised. What's this next one here? How about exhort, encourage one another daily while it is called today, lest your heart be hardened through the daily attacks of demons and the deceitfulness of sin, right? Remember that one? Where, you know where that one is? That's in Hebrews. Hebrews 8:13, I believe that was is at. Hebrews 8:13. But yeah, we're daily attacked, so we daily need to exhort and encourage ourselves in the Lord, and we need to exhort and encourage one another in the Lord as well. That's how important this is. We're in spiritual warfare. We're in the battle, and the battle is increasing in intensity in these latter days that we're living in. So, hey, we do need to encourage ourselves in the Lord, lest we be hardened. The devil's out to harden each one of us if he can get away with it. Through the deceitfulness of the sin and the demons that are working through sin against us? Yeah. That's right. So we better understand this. Otherwise, yeah. I think that's Hebrews 3:13, not 8:13. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is 3:13. I said the wrong location here. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Yeah. So, here we go. Where are we at? We're number seven. Daily they strive to stay in one accord. Acts 2:46. They fellowshiped, ate together, had gladness and simplicity and singleness of heart. That was Acts 2:46. And lastly, the last one I'm going to give you, they Acts 17:11, they fed on the Word of God daily. No day should ever go by that we don't eat from the Word of God. Come on, I can't say that enough. I can't say that enough. I mean, really, every day we need to feed on his word, our daily bread, right? Our daily bread, Acts 17:11. Those were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. See, they searched the scriptures daily. They were hungry for God. They wanted to see the word. They wanted to see if this was the truth. I'm telling you, it's so important. Our daily Christian life is very important. And see how it's a daily life. No more that we live in Christ. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is now faith, today faith. And none of us are sure about tomorrow. I mean, you don't really know for sure what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, you know what you hope is going to happen and what you believe is going to happen and what you think is supposed to happen. And that appointment you have over there with so-and-so the next day or next week or whatever. And a lot of times it works out the way you think it will. And you should be calling things that are not as though they are, but not worrying about tomorrow. Okay? For some, tomorrow may never come in this old physical body. They die. Some people die. You know, if they're not, you know, believing for long life and confessing that and believing for God's divine protection over their life and binding and loosing and breaking apart the enemy over their lives, then, you know, some people are dying out there. They don't know to do that. They don't do that. They think whatever will be, or God must have just taken me home. And when it's the devil taking you out before your time, you think it's God taking you out at 10 years old, you know, or 15 or 30. No, Jesus said, with a long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation, see? But you got to believe that. You got to believe the word of God. You got to declare the word of God over your life. You can't just take whatever comes. If you take whatever comes, the Satan will dish out a whole lot of garbage on you, and because he knows your mentality is you just take whatever comes, you know? And you think, well, God must be God's will. You know, that happened to me today. And this happened to me today. Well, give me the chapter verse for that. That is not accurate, okay? That is not accurate. Well, I just have all kinds of bad things happen. I just expect the bad things to happen because so many of them happen. Come on now, really? No, Jesus said, we talked about it last week. I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So live your life daily, not for the future, not for the past, but today. And if we start to thank him every day, we won't, you know, we won't focus so much on the negatives of life and the stressful circumstances around us like so many Christians are doing. They're about to freak out all the time. They're living in so much fear and mental torment in their life because they're worried about everything and everyone and all this stuff and the world events and their own situation and relative situation, children situation. And come on. Cast that all on the Lord. God designed us to live daily, not weekly, not monthly, not yearly, even though we live a year, and we live year, years go by, but we live the year by the day. See? So we function best in this life if we do it his way, don't you think? I mean, doesn't Father know best for us? You think he does? I think he does. I know he does. You know, I've proved it for years. See, God works on us daily and changes us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, as we yield to him and die to self and pick up that cross daily. Follow him is truly a day-by-day walk with Jesus. And, yeah, you can prepare for the future, but do it daily, and he will always give us what we need to live each day, okay? And so just trust him and start living that daily life. Will you do that today? Listen, I want to talk about a lot of Christians just being so unhappy, too. I mean, man, I tell you, you see a lot of happy Christians. The world looks at a lot of Christians and wonders, why should I become one of them? You know, their testimony has no ring to it. You know, what happened to their testimony? They might have been excited when they first got saved. They might have been thrilled. They might have been manifesting Christ then and praising God for bringing them out of darkness into his marvelous life. But what happened to that daily walk with Jesus, that joy that, you know, that God said the joy of the Lord is our strength? You know, if we proclaim the gospel to the world with the same countenance that the world already wears, what good is that kind of a gospel to them? Yeah, already wearing that kind of countenance, that morbid countenance, that worthless countenance of darkness. So, we're going to have to speak a living, fresh, God-filled word to a crippled humanity from a living, fresh, God-filled Christian life that says, such as I have, I give to thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Walk into this salvation that is yours. Rise up and walk into this deliverance that is available to you. Come on, get up and walk in Jesus' name. We need to have something to present to the people of this world. Remember, they said, such as I have, give I thee. The name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And such as we have, we need to be giving them. And some of Christians, you look at them, they don't seem like they got very much to give. Because they're barely making it. They're just barely functioning. And they're on all kinds of different things, And they got all kinds of different crutches that they have to depend on instead of Jesus, What's going on there, man? Let us come to the groaning creation. The Bible says the whole creation groans and say, I have found a better way of living. I have found Jesus. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Come and see what Jesus would do in your life if you would just believe. All things are possible to him that believes. So a lot of people I see that are in the church that are not believing, because they aren't seeing the all things that are possible. None of them coming to pass. They're possible to him that believes, not to him that doesn't believe. You see, unbelief is dangerous to you as a Christian. Unbelief will keep you from getting your deliverance. Unbelief will keep you from walking a daily walk with Jesus. Unbelief will keep you living in fear. It's dangerous. Look at John 1:44. Now, Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said unto him, come and see. Right? Come and see. And then Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. And Nathanael said unto him, whence knoweth me? And Jesus said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. See, hey, man, that's a supernatural kind of life, isn't it? And that's a God kind of life, He was full and he was excited and he said, Nathanael, come and see Jesus. And Jesus too, he's saying today, as he did them, come and see where I dwell. Look at verse 37 right here in the same chapter 1 of John. And the two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say being interpreted master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. Again, there's that day. For it was about the 10th hour. Hallelujah. Come and see. Jesus is saying that to his people. Come and see what I would do for you. Come and see how I can deliver you. Come and see how I can heal your body. Come and see what the miraculous power that I have if you'll just believe me. If you'll just come and see what the Lord would do. The majority of Christians are not coming and seeing. And a lot of Christians are just not happy. Why? Because they're feeding on a message that is man-centered and not Jesus-centered. That's one reason. They only know Jesus in one dimension. That's right, a priest to save us from our sins. And thank God he did that. He saved us from our sins. But we forget that he's also a king. King Jesus. Hallelujah. And the greater emphasis of the word of God is on his lordship, his kingship. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he's to be the king and ruler and governor over our life, your life, my life. And yes, he will meet our needs, but he will also require our obedience. And if he's a king, he has a kingdom, and the kingdom is now. And where is the kingdom? The kingdom is within us if we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And another reason Christians are not happy is they don't live in the now kingdom reality of kingdom now. The kingdom of God is within us, and the kingdom of God is today. And it doesn't come with observation, but because it is within us. And people can't see it, but they can see it through us if we manifest it to them. Mark 1:15, and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Amen. It is now, it's at hand, and it's within your reach to live in it. So I got to say, has the kingdom of God arrived in your life? And what level are you living in the kingdom today? Has the kingdom arrived in your home, or is it that carnal self-rule still very evident and ruling over you and king over you, and the carnal self-rule is your king and still rules the throne, and you still rule on the throne? So where's the kingdom then? Should be within you, but what's it doing? Is it just lying dormant in there, or is it in manifestation? How much manifestation is it in? Full manifestation, a little manifestation, or a lot of manifestation? Wherever the lordship of Jesus, the kingship of Jesus is, there should be the kingdom of God in manifestation. Okay? And how many know the king is not allowed to rule, though, in every Christian? And a lot of Christians just won't let him rule. They have self-rule, and that's what they're happy with, and that's the way it's going to be in their lives, and that's what they want. But we need to let him start ruling today. Amen? Another reason Christians are so unhappy is, hey, they know not his Sabbath rest. They know not his Sabbath rest. Let's go to Hebrews 4 for this one, because, you know, how many know that the Sabbath under the Old Testament was a type of the Sabbath in the New Covenant? And the Sabbath of the New Covenant is a perpetual Sabbath, not just a day of the week that you take out and say, this is my Sabbath, you know. No, let's just read about it here, okay? There is a Sabbath rest in God. Let us, Hebrews 4, verse 1, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. See, a lot of Christians are not resting. They haven't entered in his rest. They haven't entered into the perpetual Sabbath rest. To them, it's still about a day, and it's not about a place. See, let's look at verse 9 here in Hebrews chapter 4. There remaineth therefore a rest, or a Sabbath. That word rest is Sabbath to the people of God. For he that has entered into his Sabbath, he also, or his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. What did he do on the Sabbath? He ceased from his own work. We cease from our works and enter into the work of the cross and what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. And it says in verse 11, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest at any time anyone, any man, fall after the same example of unbelief. See? So God would have us to enter into that rest. And that is a perpetual Sabbath, not just a one-day thing. No, every day is Sabbath. Every day is rest to us under the new covenant, according to what we're reading here. Okay? So there is a Sabbath rest in God, of which the seventh-day Sabbath of the law was simply just a type of what was to come in and through Christ. This is a burden-free, God-filled, joyful day of praise, worship, celebration, and rest from your labor and your frustration. And hallelujah, this is what God called us into, a perpetual Sabbath rest. So I ask you, do you keep the Sabbath? Well, that means have you labored to enter into that rest? Well, this is a proof that we are keeping the Sabbath rest. In Jeremiah 17:21, it kind of helps us see this. Jeremiah 17, let's go read it, Jeremiah 17, verse 21. Thus saith the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. See, we're of a heavenly Jerusalem now, and we're in a perpetual Sabbath rest, and we're not supposed to be bearing burdens, yet a lot of Christians are running around with all kinds of burdens, all kinds of cares, and Jesus said to cast every care on me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. He said to cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. See, God called you to his rest, and a major proof that you're entered into that rest is burden-free living. That's right. You bear no burden in your perpetual Sabbath rest because you give every burden to the Lord. You cast every care on the Lord. Are you doing that, or are you just laden down with a load of cares today? Like Martha, you're careful about many things. You're in anxiety about many things. You have spirits operating in those areas of anxiety and tension and stress and worry and fretting. Nehemiah 13:19. Another one. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. That some of my servants said I at the gate that there should be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. See, we're not supposed to be bringing all these burdens and carrying them all around all the time. We don't bring them in this Sabbath rest. If you enter into the Sabbath rest, you're not carrying all those burdens. Amen? Because you've given them to Jesus. Cast your cares, your burdens upon me, for I care for you. See, there could be no God's rest when burdens are freely brought into your life and let abide there. You know, if they abide in you, you aren't abiding in the rest, the Sabbath rest, see? And to rest, you're going to have to shut the door to the continual train of burden-bearing thoughts that are always chugging and chewing along, you know, up this from this old world system to clutter your mind and burden you down and beat you down and wear you out to trouble you all the time. Right now, just take a minute. Cast that care that's bothering you on the Lord right now. What are you carrying that for? Just enter into his rest. I cast this on you, Lord. I cast this problem about a place to live. I cast this problem about what I'm going to do about feeding myself, paying my bills. I cast the care of that on you, Lord. I cast the cares of the fears of today and tomorrow. I cast it all on you. Everything. I cast this worrying about my children, worrying about the people next door, and worried about the job and what's going on at work and all that. See, just give it to Jesus and enter into rest. When you take on those burdens, you miss the joy of the rest. You live with no joy. You know, you have a heavy step. You're like a worn out. You have a worn out look to you. I mean, there's no power in your prayer life. You know, burden bearing dishonors God, folks. Burden bearing dishonors God because God says, cast them on me and enter into my rest in faith. Okay? I am your king, and I will take care of you. Not like the worldly government. They say, oh, yeah, well, government's your friend. We'll take care of you. Yeah, well, just lie some more then, okay? You're just a bunch of liars, okay? But God cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie or can lie. He can't do it. He won't do it, okay? If he said he's going to take care of you, then make him responsible for taking care of you. Just right now, say, Jesus, you promised to take care of me. Lord, and you're responsible for me because I gave my life to you. Right now, I make you responsible for me, Lord. You're going to take care of me. You're going to work these situations out. You're going to take care of all these things that need to be taken care of. I just cast all these burdens on you, all these cares, all these worries and things. Just give them to Jesus right now. Just give them to Jesus because otherwise they're going to become demons in your life. You keep carrying this stuff, demons are going to have an open door, and they're always looking for open doors, folks. And if you worry all the time and you're in fear all the time about the future, guess who's coming in? Yeah, guess who's coming into your house? Because you're inviting them in because you won't do what the Word tells you to do, see? Amen. Unbelievers will look at a person who's bearing all his own burden and say, man, his God must be powerless to help this person, or he doesn't really love his children. What reason do I have to become a Christian anyway? Why become a Christian to become like you, really, and carry all these burdens and cares? Hell, I'm just go out and bury mine in alcohol, that person says. That's better than what used to be, and they're miserable like you are. You know, I was just saying, you know, they call us hypocrites. They say this or that about us because, your God isn't showing up. He's not being mighty on your behalf because you're not letting him. So ask yourself tonight, am I magnetic or am I repellent as a Christian? Ask your neighbor that. Ask your wife, your husband, your neighbor down the block. Am I repellent or am I magnetic as a Christian? You ever think about that? Do you repel people or do you draw people to Jesus in you? Which are you? Depends very much on whether you've entered his rest and left off your burdens and cares and worries and made him king of your life. You know, too often we live our lives like a condemned criminal being led to his death. And that's not the way God called us to live, you know, our Christian lives. We're not a condemned criminal. God has forgiven us our iniquity and sin. He's forgiven them. He's moved them as far as the east is from the west. And he's forgiven them, our transgressions and removed them from us. So Jesus is Lord, folks. And, you know, a lot of people just really don't see him that way in their lives. And they just think problems and troubles are always going to be theirs. And it should be a major part of their life all the time, and they just expect them to come. Well, why? Why are we doing that when God said he's going to take care of us? Not that we won't have tribulation in this world. Yes, we will have tribulation in this world, but he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, and if we're in Christ, we overcome the world too. See? If you're in Christ and he overcame the world, then you can overcome the world too. And all of the, what is the world? The world, the flesh, the devil, Satan. Satan is the god of this world. We overcome Satan. Jesus overcame Satan, didn't he? And he told us, greater is he that's in us in our spirit than he that's in our world. And that didn't say greater is he that's in our flesh than he that's in the world. He said, greater is he that's in us. That's in our spirit where Jesus dwells. Jesus is not dwelling in your flesh. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. So flesh and blood is not a manifestation of the kingdom of God. Flesh doesn't work the righteousness of God. No good thing works in the flesh. No good thing lives in the flesh, the Bible says. So flesh and blood is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spirit living, living from your spirit, becoming aware of your God-given spirit and start living from that spirit and taking authority over the flesh and over the mind, the will, the emotions, and getting the demons out of the body and out of the soul, which is the mind, will, and emotions, from your spirit where Jesus ruled in your spirit. And Jesus doesn't live with any demons in your spirit because no demons live in your spirit according to the word of God. Jesus doesn't live with the demons in your spirit. And Jesus lives in your spirit through the Holy Spirit. See? And who was this Pastor Cheyenne that said there is no Holy Spirit? There's just the Father and the Son and the Holy Word? Really? I think he's missing it really big on that one when he got up on the platform and said that recently at a meeting. Cheyenne supposed to be a pastor, minister, really? No Holy Spirit? Come on. Psalm 55:22. No, it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we don't leave out any of them. They're three distinct entities, yet they agree completely in oneness in their life and what they are and who they are. Anyway, it's almost beyond the human standing, so people have a hard time with that sometimes, understanding the Trinity. Psalm 55. We'll read another verse here. We have a reason for living. We have Jesus, folks. There ought to be a spring still in your step, okay? You are forgiven. You will be with Christ for eternity. You're a royal priesthood, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You're not going to be punished for your sins. Jesus took the punishment on the cross. Why are you living like you're not even living, I mean, like you're saved? I mean, a lot of Christians live like they're not even saved. What's wrong with them? Why do that? What does it say here in Psalm 55, verse 22? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Don't you like that one? I tell you, that's a promise in the Word, folks. We've got to believe the Word of God, folks. Got to believe it. It's true. We have a golden promise here. If we cast it on the Lord, he will sustain us. Do you believe? Then what should we do? If we believe him, if we believe what we read, then we ought to act like it's so. And quit carrying the load. Amen. Carrying too much of a load, saint. That means he'll hold you up and keep you and feed you and provide for you your daily bread, both word and physical, all things that pertain to life and godliness, he said. And yeah, what will rob me of the rest? Unbelief. you better run from unbelief like you would from the biological warfares, right? You got to run from unbelief. Run, 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 folks. Whatever burden you have, give it to Jesus today. Tell him I cannot carry them and I don't want to carry them, and you promised to carry them. So, hey, I'm giving them to you before they crush me. And some of you already let them crush you, and you need to say, forgive me for letting these things crush me, Lord. I give them to you from this day forward. I commit them all to you to manage, adjust, arrange, and fix, and finalize, and take care of. And you may have to do it every day for a while because you keep on picking up those burdens over and those cares over and over and those worries over and over again. So daily cast those cares upon him until you don't have them anymore, really don't have them anymore. And you'll know it because it won't bother you anymore. You'll know it when you don't have it anymore because it's not bothering you anymore, right? See? Jesus takes our sins. Now we need to let him take our worries, our pains, our sorrows, our heavy loads and burdens. And in exchange, he gives us his rest, and we enter into his rest. So I want you to unload on God tonight, really. But we want to make him king too, not just a priest and a savior and a need meter who meets your needs, but make him king, Lord of your life. Give him lordship today, full lordship, full access and authority in your life today. Would you do that today? Would you make him Lord of your life and let him be King of Kings and Lord of Lords over you? And I want to just end this with this last thing, really important also, because don't let others set the course for your life. Let Jesus set the course for your life and what he says, not what somebody else is saying. Okay? I mean, let's go back and remind ourselves of what it says here in Matthew 10. Let's go over there to Matthew 10. Because I think this will just complete what I've been sharing with you today. Matthew 10:29. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over all the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The servant, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple to be as his master and the servant to be as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? You know, if they call Jesus the devil, they'll call us the devil. You know, fear them not, he says in verse 26. Therefore, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy the soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. You are more valued than many sparrows. Hallelujah. Can you see the greatness of this? Even these little sparrows that flitter under your car at the grocery store or in your yard or at a restaurant and hanging around looking for a little morsel, and God the Father is watching and caring for them. And then Father God is so concerned about you, even knows how many hairs are on your head, which is quite a feat for some of you. Y'all have quite a head of hair, some of you. Dad Moore, he says, you're more value than many sparrows. Can you begin to see your value to God? Do you see your value to Jesus, to the Father? You're so valuable to him. Listen to me. If you are Christ, then God's watching over you. And if you stand on that is, believe in his word long enough and faithfully, God will open doors for you that no man could open and no man could close. That's right. Doors that no one else could open. Only God could open those kind of doors and close these kind of doors. And, you know, there are people in this world and in the church as a whole who think that because they have known something negative about you or your past, that they can close the door on your future. Or they'll speak, hey, old George over there, old Joyce over there, he or she'll never get anywhere. I know what they did in the past. I know who they were before they came to the Lord. I know what they, you know, some will even plan and say, you know, I'll make sure he or she never gets ahead. You know, I know of a Christian TV network that chose and still does, as far as I know, who they'll promote and who they will ignore and make sure they never get in the who's who of the charismatic zoo, right, or whatever. You know, they told one minister I know of that they're never going to get anywhere. You'll never get anywhere, and they try to make sure he didn't. But you know what? God promoted them anyway without them. He didn't need that Christian network to promote them. God promoted them. And, you know, I'd rather be promoted by God than any person. Wouldn't you? I tell you, I would. I would. If God promotes me, that's really all that matters. Okay? The Bible says in Romans 8:31-32, if God be for you, and he is, who can be against you? You know? But, you know, it helps if you know this, though. That's why you need to, you know, take up your daily bread and read the word. Because Romans 8:31-32 is important. See? If you know this, then you will get through life different than those who don't know it. And a lot of Christians don't know what the word says because they don't pick it up. See? So he is more than the whole world against you. If God be for you, who can be against you? A lot of people think that if one is down in the dump, then you're out of the game. You've had it. And I mean, no, there's a lot of Christians down in the dump, and man, a lot of Christians are writing other Christians off because, yeah, well, look, you come upon hard times, or you got this sickness or this disease. I want you to know, if I know about your sickness or disease, I'm praying for you to be healed, okay, whether you know it or not. If I know about it and you've told me about it, I'm praying for you. You're listening to this broadcast, you've told me. Someone that I've pastored, you've told me, you know, hey. Oh, if you're poor, you don't have a good job, or if you aren't popular or good-looking, then you're not very important or valuable. You know, that's what a lot of Christians think, and people just run over you. And a lot of Christians being run over today by people that have that kind of mentality. That's a superiority mentality or arrogance or I'm better than you mentality. And it's in the church, folks. I've seen it in operation. Oh, you don't have to pastor a mega church? Well, we don't have time for you. Yeah, we're not going to talk to you anymore. But, you know, I have good news for you today. You're not out of the game till God says you're out of the game. And no matter what anybody else says, if you're in the game and God says you're in the game, that's all that matters. I don't care what they say. They can't put you out of the game if God put you in the game or whatever, in life, in victory. And, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things today, but ask yourself, what does Jesus say about me? You know, what does Jesus say? You know, most people look at people, man, they judge on what they see and feel about them and what they think about them. You know, if they don't like their looks, they judge them. If they don't like this about them, or if they don't say what they think they ought to say, they judge you, and they think what their way about them. That's not God. Okay? That's not God. That's people. And a lot of people, you know, they're influenced by demons. You know that. Everybody has their demons, and a lot of demons influence people to look down on other people and think lowly of them. Look here, 2 Corinthians 5:12, it says here, for we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. Okay? Amen. Think about it. Think about that one. Appearance here is prosopon. It's prosopon in the Greek, and it means face, fashion, person, or presence. So people are looking at people's face, fashion, person, and presence and judging them over it and deciding how they're going to deal with them about it, right? How many times have you known inside and said to yourself, just forget it. You know, they've already judged me by my appearance. I'm not going to get a second chance with that person. I'm not going to get anywhere with them. Right. See, already inside, you've already said, well, just forget it, you know, because you know you saw that look, or you know, they looked at your appearance. In fact, we have a whole society that looks at appearance and compares one with another, and the Bible talks about that too in 2 Corinthians, comparing yourself one with another, 2 Corinthians 10:12. So we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we dare not make ourselves of that number. I'm not joining that club. Hey, I'm not going to be part of that one. Right? I'm not of that group. I'm not going to join in and compare myself one with another. I'm better than so-and-so because I'm more spiritual than so-and-so because I don't do what they do and I'm not like them and I didn't come from their kind of family. And God's saying, don't make yourself of that number. Or don't number yourself among those who are comparing themselves with each other. Don't do it. Not healthy, not wisdom, not godly. Don't do it. It includes demons for sure. He would be telling you not to do it. There's a bunch of devils involved in that, comparing yourself with one another. Pride devils, arrogance, better than thou, racism, all kinds of things. You compare yourself with one another. More spiritual than the other one. I'm better than so-and-so. Hey, you are you, they are they. Let God make you who you are supposed to be, and don't worry about them and who they are and what they're thinking about you, right? Some of them will have to eat crow anyway for judging you anyway. You know that. And some of them will go pick up demons for the way they treat you and treat other people because you're probably not the only one they treated that way. Okay? Peter was told not to be concerned about it. So often people want to control and judge and direct other people's lives. Well, not our place to do that. Jesus makes it clear to Peter, but Peter still misses it and starts a rumor about John, remember? In John 21, he said, oh yeah, John, what's John going to do? You know, he's asking Jesus, you know, and then he said, well, John's going to live forever, because of what Jesus said. No, he is going to live forever. We're all going to live forever, but not the way Peter saw it. Here, John 21:19, you remember that? This spake he signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry until I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. And then he went on, then went this saying abroad, because Peter said it to everybody, telling among the brethren that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? See, he didn't say that he wasn't going to die, but see, Peter took a rumor and created a rumor and started spreading it around, twisting what Jesus said into something that he didn't say, right? How many times do people do that to people? Jesus had just told Peter part of his destiny and plan for Peter's life, but Peter wasn't satisfied. He wanted to know, what about John? And Jesus said, well, whatever he does, what does that do you? You know? You walk through your doors, Peter, and I'll get John through his doors. Folks, you're going to go through your doors, okay? And you're going to be a success, a blessing, as the Lord has you go through them, if you'll go through them. And if you just keep your eyes on Jesus and the Word of God and walk in faith, that's enough. And what happens in your brother's life or your sister's life is up to God and God's call for them. And how many know that you have to answer to God for your life and they have to answer to God for their life? Listen, your future is a matter of divine destiny, and it's not based on the decisions of other people and what they think about you. You got to quit being intimidated all the time. That is a spirit of intimidation. That is a spirit of fear of people and what they think of you, fear of what somebody thinks of you. That is a demon. God has already made a decision, and your calling in life is to say yes, Lord, to his will, okay? Don't be give in to that people-pleasing spirit. You know, a lot of people give in to that people-pleasing spirit, and it got out of the will of God to their life. You can leave all kinds of Job's friends behind, okay? Set your face on Jesus and don't turn away. Don't hang around with all of Job's friends who's just judging you and running you down, right? You know, Christians can be ugly. That flesh nature is still hanging around. And you know what? If you mess up, there are those who are going to attempt to have your head. But again, if you know God is for you, you're going to make it, saints. Trust him. Don't get down by it all. Get up. Get going. God won't, you know, walk through your personal doorway for you. You have to do that by faith. You know that. But you know what? He will open that door for you. Okay? He will open that door, and you will walk through it in faith, believing. Okay? And I believe that for you. I believe that for you. Okay? You know, really, victory and success in Jesus, folks, is just getting up one more time. You know, just like he told the disciples that fished all night, cast your net one more time. Will you just get up one more time, brothers and sisters? Many times we've been down, and there's been times, you know, that we thought we could get up again. Okay? You know, but by God's strength, by his grace, by faith, we did. I did. You can. And you will if you will, okay? So will you get back in the race? Will you get up and start running the race and not growing weary, not fainting, not giving up, and just, come on, let's run this race, saints. Let's keep going, okay? Let's not grow weary in well-doing. Let's not fall out. Remember, amen? The Bible says, sufficient unto the day are the troubles thereof. And it also said, let tomorrow take care of itself, right? Quit worrying about the future and live in the now. You have right now. The future needs to be committed into God's hand. Will you do that today? Commit your future into God's hand right now. Just do it. Just say, Jesus, I commit my future into your hand. Father God, in Jesus' name, I commit my future into your hand. Because you can't live tomorrow today. You live it when it is today. Tomorrow will soon be today, and you can live it then, right? In the meantime, trust God with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding or depend on your own understanding. Quit depending on you and depend on him. Too many out there busy borrowing trouble all the time. So trouble is the name of a demon, if you didn't know that. Too many let trouble come in and trouble them when they should be trusted in Jesus, believing God, and getting through this thing that's going on in their life. Getting through those difficulties, getting through that pain of worry and get those spirits out, worry and anxiety and stress and tension and all these different things to carry around and let bother them all the time. But trouble is the name of a demon. Quit letting trouble come in and trouble you. You let trouble in and your days will be troubled. If you let trouble in, your days are going to be troubled. No, I mean, hello, that's just it, man. Trouble spirits know how to trouble people. Just like worry spirits know how to keep people worried. And anxiety spirits know how to keep people anxious. Many people today are suffering with demon troubles, aren't they? You know, what kind of demon troubles are you suffering or allowing yourself to suffer with today? See, because you allow a lot of things that you don't have to allow in your life. It could be a curse of grandmother who said, well, this child will never amount to much. This child will never keep a good job. This child will never have a good marriage. This child, you know, I mean, know that people curse people. Maybe it's some ex-spouse that's cursing you. Maybe someone left you and they cursed you, and they cursed you with all manner of curses, and they left you. You know, these are things that people labor under. They don't understand that they're laboring under, and the curses must be broken. We need to resist the devils or they will just hang around. You want a bunch of devil friends hanging around? They're not really your friend, but you want a bunch of devils hanging around your life all the time? There's so many Christians, they won't fight. They won't resist. But, you know, the Bible says resist the devil. But you know what? Remember, the devils won't flee unless you resist them. The Bible says resist the devil and they will flee. Some people are expecting a demon to flee just because someone else prayed for them. No, you got to resist the devil too. You have a personal responsibility to personal warfare over your life. And if you're not taking a personal responsibility for warfare, then you're not living in victory, see? Because you resist the devil. You're responsible for resisting the devils that are attacking you. And yes, if we could get someone else to help us get them cast out, we could do some mass deliverance here in a few minutes and get some out. But you have to resist them. You have to want them out. You have to stand against them. You know, or they aren't going anywhere because just because Pastor Kyle prays and tells them to go in Jesus' name. you have to be out of agreement with them. You have to hate the evil in your life. You have to hate those habits. You have to hate that fear in your life. You can't keep entertaining those devils. If you do, they aren't going anywhere. We need to live a life of daily warfare as well, you know, because for demons don't sleep. They don't take vacations. That is, unless you make one take a vacation in Jesus' name. You're taking a vacation. You're getting out of me in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Yeah, you get out of there. You're not coming back either from this vacation. You go to the dry places and stay out there. Yeah? You make them take a vacation. You make them go. You use your authority. Quit just accepting what they dish out and looking for worldly solutions to a demon problem. That's what a lot of people do, and they're looking for a worldly solution to a demonic problem, for a demon problem. It's never going to come through the world. You know, you go lay on that psychiatrist's bed, and he can pump you up with all kind of pills and all that, but you know what? All you're doing is subduing the demon. You're not getting the demon out. If you don't have a worldly solution to a demonic problem, there's only a heavenly solution to the demonic problem that come from devils, okay? And we need to remember that. And sure, God may do things in the world to fix those things, you know, and right things and all that, and you can change a lot of things by taking your authority over them in this world, okay? I know people who've shut down porn shops, and we have too, by just praying over them. Every day you drive by this place, you pray over it and command it to be closed in Jesus' name, you know? And other stores and bars and different things have been shut down by people just commanding and speaking out of their authority and walking as a king and a priest, because you're under the chief king and priest, right? And he said, you're kings and priests too. So, hey, start using that authority. Start walking in your authority. Quit walking beat down by a bunch of devils and letting them win over you and have the ascendancy over your life, when God didn't tell you to let demons have the ascendancy over your life. He said you have the ascendancy over them. He said the spirits are subject to you. So why are you not walking with the spirits subject to you? Why are you letting the spirits make you subject to them? Why are you looking for a worldly solution to this demon problem anyway? Why are you doing that? We need to really also rest in Jesus. We need to enter into that Sabbath rest and fight from a position of the Sabbath rest, from the rest, a perpetual place of resting in him and casting every care on him. Okay? We need to live from that place of perpetual rest. We need to live daily from it. Amen? Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you things that I've learned through living it, okay? And do I always, you know, win? Well, I do in through Christ, but, you know, I've lost some battles too, but I win the war, you know, and I've won the war in Christ, and you have too, but you've got to act like it. And you'll win a whole lot more battles. You start, you know, acting like a winner instead of a loser. Well, I've just always lost all my life. Everything's just gone bad for me. It's just been a curse on me. You know, I guess it's just my luck. Well, don't use that word, because you just invited Satan when you use the luck word, because that has to do with the devil in the first place. And a lot of Christians say, well, it's just been my luck. Well, yeah, the devil done it to you, all right? And you let him do it to you. I'm just telling you this stuff for your good, because you know what? It's in the word, and I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't in the word and it couldn't be proven. But Jesus said we're more than conquerors through him that loves us, see? And that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Are you drawing from that strength of the Lord daily? Listen, you need to. You need to draw from the strength of the Lord daily. Right? I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Strengthen me now, Lord. Strengthen me today. I'm living from you, Jesus. I'm not living for you, Jesus. Because if I live for you, then I'm doing it, and I can't do it, because I've already learned I can't live the Christian life. It's impossible for me to live the Christian life. But Jesus lives it through me, see? And Jesus will live it through you. Amen? If you let him. If you quit trying to do it for him, oh, I'm living for you, Jesus. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to live a strong Christian life for you. I'm going to do it for you, God. It's all for you. I'm going to do it for you. Well, no, you can't do it. He's got to do it. Right? Jesus even said, I only do what I see my Father do. Right? And Jesus said, without me, you could do nothing. So quit bragging that you're going to live some Christian life and do all this stuff for the Lord, because without him, you can't do it. So that's why I always say I live from the Lord, not for the Lord. See? I just remind you that. I've said it many times on this broadcast. See, I don't live for Jesus. I live from Jesus. I live from his strength, from his power, from his glory, from his deliverance, from his ministry, from his everything. Because without him, me doing it, can't do nothing. I'll fail if I try to do it. Without his empowerment, we're a helpless mess. But the good news is we have his empowerment. We have all good things that pertain to life and godliness. Hallelujah. He's given us those things. We just don't all receive those things. See, it's a matter of faith, really. It all comes down to what you can receive, you can have if it's been given. That's right. What you can receive, you can have if it's been given. And if you don't receive it, then you can't have it. No matter how much you'd like to have it, it doesn't do any good to say, I'd like to have it. No, it does you good to say, I receive it in Jesus' name by faith. I take what's mine. The violent take the kingdom by force. They take what's yours by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you can't please him without faith, then what does please God? How many know what pleases God? Faith pleases God. When you walk by faith, it pleases God because you're walking by what he's given you. Jesus says, I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. So faith pleases God. Walk in it, saints. Walk in it. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm picking on everybody, right? I'm just preaching the word, right? I'm not picking on anybody. Some people think, well, he's just preaching to me. Well, Jesus is making alive to you, then he's talking to you. You better listen to him. Okay? Because the Bible says you don't need that a man teach you. The Holy Spirit is the one teaching you. I'm preaching. He's teaching you. So he's getting through. If anything gets through at all from this whole thing that we're doing tonight, it's because the Holy Spirit taught you. The Holy Spirit spoke it to you. Amen? That's the way things work, see? According to the word of God. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, Jesus, Father God, we thank you. Dear Jesus, Father, we praise you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true. Your word is true. Your word is true. I believe your word. I receive your word. I receive the promises of your word. Do you, brothers and sisters? Do you? Can you tell him that tonight? Did you receive it? I receive your word. I receive your truths about me. I receive your truths from the word. I enter into that perpetual Sabbath and rest there in you. Cast my cares on you, Lord. Can you tell him that? Jesus' name. Yes, take authority over your situation. Quit letting your situation take authority over you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we take authority. I've taken authority over a situation right now in Jesus' name. And I don't have to tell you about it, but I'm taking authority over several situations right now. And I want you to take authority of people over some situations in your life. So I take authority over them. I command them to be taken care of in the name of Jesus. I give them to you, Jesus. I give them to you in Jesus' name. And you know my requests have been made known. Amen. And he said, ask what you will, it shall be done, right? Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. So you got to remember, the word is promises, great and precious promises, which have been given to us. So you take authority over that situation right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We'll just give you a minute to do that. In fact, you can do it while we take a song. Father, thank you for the word right now in Jesus' name. And we just commit this time of deliverance that we're going to have in a few minutes to you and ask you to be glorified in it and set people free. Thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Be right back.
Look up. Look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determine not to give in and be strong. Believe me, for my promises of all possible realities, the seemingly obscure way is the best. Don't settle for the way it's been. Get ready for what's coming in. Do all you can, make sure you'll pass the test. Look up, look up, look up once before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determined not to give in and be strong. Feel your redemption's drawing nigh, so be my servant, do or die. Look neither to your right nor to the left, but straight at me, your only hope. I'll help you overcome and cope. Hold on, my love, be faithful unto death. Look up, look up, look up what's before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up, look up at what's before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up, look up, look up. Look up, look up, look up, my love, look up.
Okay, welcome back. Let's go ahead and get rid of some spirits here now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, be the Father. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We bind and break the power of these demons and command them to start coming out in Jesus' name. We send the mighty warring angels into battle against them. Whoever is wanting deliverance tonight, that they will get some. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, and we're going to call out spirits now. We come against an unclean spirit right now, an unclean spirit. You come out of there. Unclean spirits, go right now in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All those unclean spirits, come out, 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 come out. That Baptist pastor, he had an unclean spirit. That's not to mention a whole bunch of other ones that going online and showing himself as a woman and being a Baptist pastor. I said, it's my private life has been revealed. He didn't want his private life revealed. Well, hey, I thought as pastors, our private life was supposed to line up with our public life. I mean, not that none of us have fault, but hey, it should line up somewhat anyway, you know, for the most part. So come out of there, you unclean spirits. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep going all the way out. Keep going. All those spirits that are what are they doing? Let me think of the words here for that. The spirit of that's just robbing you, keeping things wrong in your life all the time. Well, think of a name. We'll just call it what it's doing. You spirit that's robbing you and keeping things wrong in your life all the time. Come out of there. Disharmony. Come out. Come on, all the way out. Come out all the way out of there. That spirit that's always keeping something wrong. So always keeping something messed up. Keeping messing up things. Disharmony. Come out of there. Come out. 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 come out of there, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. That this harmony spirit, everything out of harmony, you know, it seems like always something, you know, just going off kilter, out of sorts. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. That disharmony spirit. Come out, come out. Things off kilter. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Panic attacks. Come out in Jesus' name. Panic attack. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus against you, those panic attacks or other fear, terrifying fears. Come out, come out, come out, terrifying fears. Come out, come on, all the way. Nightmares. Come out, panic attacks, nightmares. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. 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 All those panic attack spirits, you got to go. Come out of there. Up and out. Panic attack. Spirit of disarray. You come out. Your life is in disarray. Come out. It seems like you can't never get it into order. Come out. The blood of Jesus against you, demons of disarray. Trying to keep everything in disarray and befuddled. Come out. All the way. Befuddlement. Come out. All the way. Spirit of befuddlement. Come out. 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 All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way. In Jesus' name. Go, go. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Come out of there. Move, 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 move. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Night spirits that come and attack you in the night, come out. Incubus, succubus, those sexual spirits that come visit you in the night, come out. Those sexual spirits, incubus, succubus, you come out. Come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Come on, those sexual dreams, come out. Come out. Incubus, succubus, those night spirits, spirit wife, spirit husbands, come out. Spirit wife, spirit husbands, come out, 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 come out. Those sexual visitations of demons, you got to come out of there. Go, 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 go. Wet dreams, come out. All the way out. All the way out, causing you to have a sex with demons. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out. We break the curse of that. We break the generational curses that caused that in the first place. Come out. All the way out, or any dabbling you did with the occult or dabbling with sexual things that caused you to have that come in, come out. We break that curse. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of there. Those water spirits, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, go, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Pain without causes in your body. You come out of there. There's no real causes. You just have pain, headaches, pain, pain in your head, pain in your different parts of your body, and there's nothing apparently wrong there. You come out of there. Those pain spirits, you come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that pain without any, you've been to the doctor, there's no reason for that pain to be there. They can't find anything wrong with you. There's a demonic spirit pain. Come out. All that spirit pain. Come out, 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 buzzing in your ear, ringing in the ear, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, we pray for a brother who's, I forgot to pray for this earlier in the prayer, but we pray for a man's father who has lost feeling in his fingers. We pray for healing for his body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Command those spirits to get out of the circulatory system right now and get out of him in Jesus' name, and his body to be healed in Jesus' name, all the way out of there, all those demons are trying to kill him, and just speak life into his body and health into his body in Jesus' name, and declare by the stripes of Jesus he's healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, keep coming out of here, people. Keep coming out of them. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All those having these ungodly, profane words come into your mind. And even if you don't say them, they come into your mind. We command those spirits of profane talk, profane words, come out right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. The blood of Jesus, all those profane words appearing in your mind, coming up in your mind, and one tempting you to say them, tempting you, and you're thinking them, come out of there. Go, 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 all the way out. Come on, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus against you. Keep coming out of there. Go, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go, go. Keep going all the way out. All the way out. Break any bastard curse over people who are conceived out of wedlock. We break the bastard curse over you and command those spirits to come out right now. Right now. Come out. Come out. Bastard curse spirits. Come out. Come all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. All the way out. All, we break the bastard curse over you being born out of wedlock. Jesus' name. Maybe your parents got married later, but if you were born preconceived outside of marriage, to bring the bastard curse. We break the bastard curse. Oh, you command it to go right now. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 All the way out. Jesus' name. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Up and out of there. Go, go, go. Robbing God of his glory. You come out of there. Go, go. You don't give God the glory. You take the glory. We command that spirit to come out. Come on, all the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Go. Any spirit that calls you to take the glory instead of giving all the glory to God, you come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. You got to go. Got to go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Got to go. Go, keep coming out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on, all those ringing in the ear, go, go, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, keep coming out. All the ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 out, 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 out. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, we break any curses that were put on you through the Halloween season. We break any hexes, vexes, spells, and jinxes. Cancel their assignment. Word curses, cancel their assignment. In Jesus' name, send them back where they came from. In the name of Jesus right now, command them to come out and go all the way out. Any curses, hexes, vexes, spells, and jinxes, go, 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 go. Word curses, go, 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 go. All yoga, if you ever participated in yoga, you come out of there right now. Yoga spirits, come out. Yoga spirits, come out. Yoga, come out, 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 come out. White magic, yoga, come out. Tarot card, come out, come out. We break the curse, break the curse of TM, come out, come out. Indian witchcraft and India witchcraft as well. Come out. Hindu witchcraft. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Meditation that is not biblical meditation. Not meditate on the word. But when you meditate on worldly things like TM, come out. Transcendental meditation, come out. 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 Tea leaf reading, come out. 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 All the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. All the spirit of intimidation, being intimidated by people who you think are putting you down or superior to you, all that intimidation, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirits of intimidation, go, go, go. Out, 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 out of there, all the way up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. all the way up and out of there. Go in Jesus' name, by the blood, the name of Jesus. You have to come out of people. Loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Any spiritual hindrance to receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you come out and receiving your prayer language. Come out. Come on. All those hindrances to receiving the prayer language and baptism of the Holy Spirit, you come out of there right now. Come out. 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 Come out, come out, come out, come out. Hindrances to receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Up and out of there. All the way out. Hindrances to having your prayer language. Come out, come out. That you could pray anytime in tongues. And then there's the gift of tongues. You speak out in church and you have interpretation. But you have Paul said I pray in tongues more than y'all. So he had his personal prayer language and he prayed in tongues all the time. That's different than the gift of tongues, which you have for in church. You pray out and you have an interpretation or someone else interprets it. That's a little different now, okay? But if you have your regular tongues, anytime and all the time, you can pray in tongues if you want to. So those of you who want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, that tongues will come with the package. So why don't you just pray and have God to baptize you with the Holy Spirit right now? Just say, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to baptize me with the Holy Spirit. And give me my prayer language as well, in Jesus' name, right now. He said, this promise is to me and my children and all that are afar off. So I receive that promise right now in Jesus' name. Now just begin to open your mouth and make a noise, and I'm going to start praying in tongues and just start making a noise, because he's not going to move your mouth for you. You have to move your mouth and make the noise. He forms the word. See, he gives the word. But you make the noise, but you open your mouth, and he will fill it. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. So I'm going to just begin to pray in tongues, and you just open your mouth and let him fill you and baptize you with the Holy Spirit right now and give you your prayer language. Come on, just speak out. Big it out loud. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit and receive your prayer language. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. In Jesus' name. Now open your mouth. And to begin to make the noise, he will form the words. It may not sound just like my words. They don't have to. You may just get a few words to start. Just keep speaking, and more will come. The more you speak in tongues, the more you're going to get. You get more words the more you speak, in other words, and more you speak more language. The Bible said we're speaking the language of men and of angels. Just open your mouth and begin to speak. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them, fill them, fill them. They're overflowing. In Jesus' name. Baptize them with your Holy Spirit now, Father. It is for anybody who wants to receive it. If you're born again, that's the only requisite to receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You must be born again. Even you don't have to be baptized first. You could be baptized secondly, but you should be baptized. Remember, they were baptized after they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, Peter said, these have received the Holy Spirit like as we have, for they heard them speaking with tongues. Can any man forbid water baptism? For these have received the Holy Spirit like we did. And so they got baptized after they spoke in tongues and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So you can do that. It's good to get baptized one way or the other. Just open on. Keep speaking. Fast as you move your mouth, it will come out. You don't think that through, you know, because it's bypassing your mind. It's coming up out of your spirit. This is where the tongues come from. They come up out of your spirit, but from the Holy Spirit praying through you. For we know not how we ought to pray, but the Spirit knows how to pray. Many times you don't know what to pray in English. You don't know what to pray in your native tongue. And so the Holy Spirit will pray for you. Pray through you. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them up. Baptize them all with the Holy Spirit. Anyone who wants to be baptized and who has asked, and they are born again, Father, baptize them. Tonight, Lord, just open your mouth, make the noise, he'll form the words. Just pray with me. May not sound like mine, but just let it flow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for baptizing people with the Holy Spirit. Even those that listen later to the broadcast, they're listening not live like some are now. We thank you for them who are listening live. But, Lord, we pray you baptize some of those who listen later in the Holy Spirit as well. If they desire to receive and have not received their prayer language and the baptism in the Holy Spirit, they will receive it, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for them as well. All hindrances to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you come out. All hindering spirits, blockages, come out. Right now, blockages to the prayer language. Go, 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 out of there. All the way out. Loose their tongue in Jesus' name. I had to pray that for one person. Loose their tongue, and they begin to speak then. So if you get out of there, loose their tongue, get out of there right now. Go, 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 go. More than one, actually. I prayed that. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All hindrances and blockages. Loose their tongue and get out of that tongue right now. Hindering spirits. Go, go, go. Get out of there. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And hey, y'all just keep praying in tongues. If you receive tonight, keep on praying in tongues for a while and let it get good and established in you, your prayer language. And remember, you could do that any time. Once you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, just open your mouth and begin speaking in spirit while you're driving your car, sitting in your prayer room or prayer chair, whatever, while you're out there doing sports or at work, pray in the spirit. Amen. You could do that. Thank you, Jesus, for baptizing people with the Holy Spirit today. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them with deliverance as well. Even though we spent a little time on an important thing, the Holy Spirit, the baptizing with the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's a very important thing for people to receive. And, of course, you're receiving him, baptized with the Holy Spirit, him. He's not a hit, but the experience we call the experience in it. But he's not in it. The Holy Spirit is not in it. I don't call him in it. But he is a he. The Holy Spirit is a he. He's God. Thank you, God. So seal this deliverance tonight to those who have received, Father, in Jesus' name. And thank you for helping your people to God and get more. And we give you the glory for all that you've done tonight, Father, baptizing people with the Holy Spirit as well. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. Good night, folks. Appreciate you being here tonight as part of this live service here. And thank you. We'll see you back next Friday night as well. So look forward to seeing you then. God of my life. Hallelujah. We thank God for salvation today. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for forgiveness. And, you know, we are blessed to be forgiven. I just found that amazing, that what the blood of Jesus does. I think that it's the most valuable gift that God gave us was his blood. Of course, himself, but his own blood for you and for me. Wow. That's an awesome thing. Yeah. Oh. You can wash your feet, yeah. Yeah, we've had foot washing before. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay to wash one another's feet. I mean, it's not something that you have to do, but it's something you can do. It's really good for laying your life down for somebody else. Oh, yeah. But yeah, we used to speak to any spirit of self-centeredness, too. If somebody wanted me to get that out, if you can hear me, you command that to go in Jesus' name. Yeah, any self-centeredness, come out in Jesus' name. All that spirit of self-centeredness, go, 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 go. And a clogged ear or blocked ear, you come out of there, too. Self-centeredness and a blocked ear, come out. We command that to go in the name of Jesus. Well, now, loosen them. Let them go. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. A blocked ear, come out. Clogged ear, come out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. The blockage there. Go. Go. Get out of the ears. Blockages in the ears. Come out. 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 Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blood of Jesus. Gotta go. And that self-centeredness too. Go. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. Go. We apply that precious blood. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep going. Jesus' name. All the way out. Good. Popped it. Jesus' name. Good, good. Keep coming out of there. Every bit of it out of the ear. Let his ear pop. Keep coming out of there. Every bit of that blocked ear, blocked passage way of the ear. Any spirits of deafness, come out. Deaf and dumb spirits, go, 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 go. All the way out, deaf and dumb, come out. Jesus' name, deaf and dumb. Spiritual blockages, too, where you can't hear the things of the Spirit. We command any of those spiritual blockages. We have ears to hear what the Spirit of God would say to us. Come out of those spiritual blockages. Go, not now. Thank you that we have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank you for spiritual ears. Amen. Yeah, we hear with our spirit, spiritual ears. Thank you for those kind of ears. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you give us those kind of ears to hear. And we can hear the mysteries of the kingdom even, you know, which, thank God. Whew. Hopefully I've shared some over the years as being in the broadcast, shared some mysteries the Lord revealed to me. And, but yeah, I guess you have to have ears to hear it if it's going to become real to you, though. That's the only thing about it. You know, because until the Spirit quickens a lot of things, it's not real to a lot of believers. Oh, yeah, I heard that, but not real to a lot of believers until the Holy Spirit has quickened it and made it alive. So pray for the quickening. Amen. Quicken our ears to hear, Lord, the things of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Pray for the quickening. Amen. Yes, like you say, you got to be hungry. Those who hunger and thirst shall be filled. Amen. Got to be hungry. I'm hungry. I keep being hungry. How about you? I mean, it doesn't end. You know, just because you've been a Christian 20 years, 40 years, whatever you've been, 30 years, 5 years, 2 years. I mean, it doesn't end. I'm still hungry for God. I still want more all the time, wanting more. So we should stay hungry all our Christian life. Don't let it become old to you. Don't get tired of Jesus. Don't even get tired of your Christianity. I'm sure not. I love my Christianity. I love being a Christian. You know? I'm happy to be a Christian. Amen. Don't let that apathy demon slip in on you. It's subtle. Amen. Stay full. Get filled up. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, he said. Remember that scripture. Amen. So, yeah, I'm not getting drunk with wine. I'm getting filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what my desire is. No, we don't want to be drunk on anything but Jesus. Be drunk on him. Be full of him. He says these are not drunken as you suppose. When they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit that on the day of Pentecost, and they were all speaking in tongues, these men are drunk. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll take that kind of drunkenness. The Holy Spirit can get me as drunk as he wants to. He can fill me as much as he wants to. I don't mind. And if people want to think I'm drunk for that, that's okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, I'm going to take off here. God bless y'all. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a blessed week next week and a blessed weekend. And yeah, Lord be with you. Y'all precious people. Bye now.